This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Haiti is still trying to recover from the damage and death caused by Hurricane Jeanne. And now street protesters are demanding the return of the exiled president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. And those protests have turned violent. 19 people have been killed in the past week, including three policemen who were decapitated. UN troops and Haitian police stormed a slum area in the capital, Port-au-Prince, yesterday in an attempt to restore calm. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
At around 5 a.m., UN peacekeepers and Haitian police moved into Bel Air. The area is a stronghold of armed supporters of ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. They are called Chimères, named for the fierce, mythical beast. The aim of the joint operation, according to the UN, is to quell a campaign by Aristide loyalists who have carried out gory beheadings in imitation of Iraqi insurgents. UN spokesman for the MINUSTAH forces, Toussaint Kongo-Doudou, says this is the first of what will be many of such sweeps.
We are going to strengthen our efforts in cooperating with the Haitian National Police in order to make sure that security is established in Haiti.
Evidence of the continuing violence in Port-au-Prince is certainly everywhere. On one main road, in the also restive slum of La Saline, a decapitated body lay baking in the sun. People scurried past, covering their noses from the stench. No one, though, would move the corpse, and no one said whether they knew either who had killed the person or when. UN peacekeepers drove past the body without stopping. Further up the road, children ambush cars by throwing rocks at them. When the cars stop, they swarm over the vehicle, trying to take whatever they can. Kongo-Doudou says that the Chimères in Bel Air and other areas are the cause of the chaos.
Yeah. Armed groups that are down there, they are causing trouble. There are a lot of policemen, members of the Haitian National Police, that were killed.
Three of those policemen were the first to be decapitated last week. Walking into the outskirts of Bel Air, a visiting reporter is challenged almost immediately by a group of young men. They ask if the journalist works for the CIA. They accuse the U.S. of having helped to illegally remove Aristide last February. Only grudgingly, after credentials are produced, will one of the men agree to talk. He refuses to give his name. The man, with a large cross-shaped tattoo on his arm, looks angry and hostile. He confirms that Operation Baghdad is underway. We call it Operation Baghdad to prove to the interim prime minister that we are angry at what is going on, he says. It does not signify that we want to cut off people's heads. Bel Air itself is almost deserted by late afternoon. Dozens of burned cars lie across the roads. Mounds of debris and glass litter the street. The young Chimère accuses the police of persecuting Aristide supporters for political ends. We elected Aristide and they kidnapped him, he says. We want the things to change. We want things to change in Bel Air with our president, Aristide. The people here say they will continue to fight. In the UN and police operation, no weapons were discovered. Walking away from Bel Air, two men follow to the border of the shantytown, their handguns held high in the air. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.